and it is more honorable to build the foundation than the actual structure to go on top of it. And to maintain our talent, we ought to give up all the richness with which society spoils us. And nothing will remain on the thin surface of the earth, but everything will stay on the ether. And the only hope in society is to play the Ulysses artist and pretend to deliver something, hoping to increase its vanity. And rather than blossoming for a decaying fruit like the seed, we enclose our talent for a future tree. And the more we try, the more we understand that we should avoid any crave of establishing ourselves to avoid disappointment. And the worst of a character rises as soon as it gets civilized away from its nature. And also, human nature is so unpredictable that a disaster can occur whenever and wherever they are the least expected. And we just ought to believe in us, detaching from the unfaithful ones. And it is tempting to associate to something theoretically framed like a big road, and yet we shall maintain our intuitive path. And in the land of capitalism, there is no way to go, since the best has been privatized by the worst. And thinking we can milk, we get milked. But life starts as soon as we break free. And the most conservative are those who keep their nature cultivated but cannot appreciate their wild side. And the real teacher is whoever can elevate his student far beyond their comfort zone. And we might as well only build the foundation of something, as anything else above will come and go. And we ought to learn to ignore any contemporary judgment and focus on our vocation. And all acts of folly today are just hysteria generated by the media. And it won't take long to discover that anything big and imposing is also very hollow inside. And rather than criticize back, let us show our greatness by leaving the scene. And in whatever places with an infrastructure, we are forced to go with the infrastructure, not to get killed. And although their surrounding can be most beautiful, with all their failed expectations, people can be very ugly. And a spiritually mature person acts outside only under invitation and under his own conditions. And the rage of God comes mostly among those that are peaceful yet very conservative. And to go the institutional way or to be independent is like to go by public transport or go on walking. And beyond our worldly preoccupations, the realization of our spiritual goal should be always ahead of us. And is it more work to survive or be alive in a vegetating society? And it is only through abstention that we can reach a state of mind deep in our heart. And only by renouncing the social glamour we can be accepted in the spiritual glamour of the divine. And the political architects keep on building ever more sealed and sterile states that can only die from within. And any construction is criticizable, but the one that is constructed through time and without a break. And so much as to be slowly removed from our comfort to realize what is really necessary. And resources are neither limited or unlimited. It is the different seasons to make them either one or the other. And in the openness we'll try to naturally build the closeness, while in the closeness we will build the openness. And we step over every product of nature, unaware of all the properties our scientific mind has completely leveled, and civilized man unable to distinguish the good from the bad is ready to be completely replaced. And we should always see the most natural and pure side of even the most corrupted of things and appreciate its beauty. And unless we can use it to enhance our spiritual being like sugar for ants, media will intoxicate us. And our juvenile side cannot but perceive a corruption of the social being and attempt a naive return to nature. And the repulsion of getting in touch with the social additives will remind us of our abstinence. And interestingly, the great majority lies in the comfort of society without even considering a short black circuit. And in life one should always be ready to give everything up, but don't actually himself do it. And as we embark in a spiritual responsibility, we will embark in a risk that is never short, but always long term. And we qualify the leaders lacking any passion but their personal ambition, the mass become disqualified. And only a strong spiritual undertaking can defeat the evil arising from religious superstition and political ideologies. And it is fully performing our spiritual machinery that we can set free from the death-generating social machinery. And as far as we can comply with social infrastructures, ultimately we are to step aside and let them self-destruct. When we can reach the tip of the pyramid, we ought to consolidate back in its base, where our general alternative is underway. A modern society disregards its sensitive shamans, and therefore it ought to collapse catastrophically. And as political correctness will keep on censoring anything abnormal, we'll also censor humanity at large. And academia is only a safe haven of sterile thinking that only resonates given the money they pump in it. And renegade will be the life of whom devise a scheme beyond the death of social conformity. and through media we get a very concentrated and sick picture of a very broad and diluted reality. And only by withdrawing completely from a state of social commodity we can reinvigorate our virtue as well as the essence of our nature. And the most blinding phenomena keeping humans at their superficial base is the pride they get from their small social environment. And anyone putting his intellect in the constitution of a social artifact has no intelligence enough to understand the richness of every individual nature. And it is with the time that providence will eventually guide us through space. And our worst sickness is social captivation, and our only medicine is the liberation of our nature. And it is the suspicious that our identity rises on other people that will eventually make us guilty. And we ought to pursue our spiritual scheme, and only then we can remove all expectations and reach the sublime. And the place where we have planned to rest in peace shall be kept elsewhere and slowly approached.